Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were under pressure today. We closed in the red across the board. Corn was 10 to 11 cents lower here. July corn down 11.5 at 507.5. And then D's 14 corn closed right at $5 here at down 8.75. Soybeans were really the weakest grain today and led the way on the way down. And of course, they've really been the leader on the way up, but we got hit pretty hard here with July closing down 52 cents right at 14.60¾. November, which is new crop, closed at 21.5 lower at 12.25¼. And then wheat futures also under pressure here with Kansas City July closing down 7¾ at 8.04. And a half to 8.05-ish. Chicago July was down 12¾ at 7.08¾. We're starting to see some of that protein spread here continue to rally with the July not going down as much as Chicago. That July Kansas City Chicago wheat spread is up to 96 cents. Didn't quite hit a dollar, but it got to 99.5. So as we continue to see negative reports here out of the Southern Plain wheat crop with that wheat tour, that wheat spread, and then just wheat in general should stay pretty strong here. You're also hearing a lot of reports of adjusters zeroing out crops across the Southern Plains.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
The big soybean drop is on increased talks of more U.S. imports, actually importing beans from South America. And there's also a drop in the weekly U.S. export sales that's also triggered here. We had a 600,000 bushel decrease in old crop export. So that was really, really bearish, and that's hurting the crop here. Of course, we've been expecting that here because we were so far above the pace that the USDA had set for us. But that's what was driving us down. Corn sales were near 37 million bushels. Total commitments for the year are 1.734 billion. It's almost three times more than where we were last year. So that's kind of bullish for corn. We also have some more rainfall here in the forecast, which is keeping things keeping ideas anyway that planting progress won't proceed according to what it needs to do. But that can always change. We also have some really warm temperatures here in the Southern Plains over the next week. And if temperatures get up to the forecasted 100 degrees, of course, the wheat crop, which is already in danger of not existing, will just continue to get worse. But that happens this weekend. And then the overall idea here is just that these hedge funds, which are caught long here, are just starting to get out on this negative soybean exports.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers. June live cattle were up $2.05 at $139.25. May feeders up $2.75 at $183.95. And May lean hogs were down 30 cents at $117.37. In the grain markets, Kansas City May wheat was down 3.5 cents at 806 and a quarter. Chicago May corn down 10 and 3 quarters at 503 and a quarter. May soybeans were off 57 and a quarter cents at 1473 and a half. And May cotton was down 7 points at 94.07. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.